This is someone who I went to church with. What's up? I'm home till the 28th. He said, yo, yo, yeah. I'm not sure I'll be as exploratory this year.
This year? Exploratory?
And that's all I have to say about that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to URL, a show all about the line and being upon it and all up on it. Today, I'm the host, one of them, one of two. And today, my very special guest is also my very special co-host. It is Chance McCrarren.
Hey,
oh, that had a little dune on it.
Oh, it did. A little dune. And we all got a little dune in our lines. Nope.
Not in our lines.
Like spice joke? I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Spice. Ooh,
yeah. Spice it up.
Guys, Chance is my guest today because we've already shot a few episodes together as co-hosts on this show. You'd think we'd do this first.
But we don't play by your rules.
We keep them guessing.
We kick them gag.
Never let them know your next move. So, Chance, you're now a co-host on a podcast, on a channel that you once used to have no awareness of.
Yeah.
To a degree where some would say.
Okay, if we're being really fair, I had looked up Smosh and I'd been like, oh, that guy's hot. But then I didn't know that he owned it too.
Yeah, so he's hot and he owns.
Yeah.
So yeah, the infamous Who's Anthony line. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. This is why you're here on this show, Chance, because I'm losing it slowly.
Okay, okay. Oh, maybe we can find it together.
Thank you. But yeah, so one of the first funny things that stuck with our audience was your Who's Anthony bit. And like,
funny, and I was getting like mad hate. It was like, how dare you join a channel and not know the history? I'm like, there's like 15 years like of history. Like, I cannot.
It's true. And Anthony fans, they ride for Anthony.
They ride.
They go hard.
They ride.
And it's also like, there's so much to say about like entering a universe of a thing late, like being adopted. Like, imagine all the actors in this new era of Marvel, just or like the Daisy Ridleys of it all, where you're adopted into a universe and you're hit with the intensity of fans that you didn't.
Yeah,
and you're you came on as an actor and a performer, and you've
come to came on as
so
a comedian.
Much more.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, now you're hosting a podcast on his channel.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Isn't that so fun?
Yeah, I'm struggling with like doing less bits. But the bits are such a part of me performatively.
And you
I'm
can
like,
do as many bits here as you want.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice.
Hey.
What?
I am nice.
Okay.
And now, okay, so we have a couple podcasts at Smosh now under the Smosh umbrella. Mm. We have this one and we have our ops, Smosh Mouth.
Yeah.
And so like, are we supposed to like compete and be like a better podcast?
I think that's not the goal.
And that's why you're
And
here.
That's just me guessing.
That's guessing, but it's good instinct.
Okay, okay, good.
And this is why I need you here.
Okay, good.
I'm genuinely excited to...
But I do love competition.
Yes, you do.
And that's that.
And that's that. URL, what does it stand for today?
Really? Like...
I love that one. That's a good one.
That's really good.
I like those. Chance, you've done so much...
Did someone do that before?
I felt probably me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Then that's okay with me.
Yeah, so same vibes. That's why you're here. So Chance, you've done a lot at Smosh and you also have done a lot outside of Smosh.
True.
I think as the co-host, I think it is important for our audience to really get to know your internet life, everything you've done here, everything you've done before Smosh, outside of Smosh, and when you were first getting your little hands on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for some of the things we've got prepared.
I think I was a little late to the internet.
Okay.
And that I was like, it was one family computer.
Right.
Between a lot of us. And not a lot of internet time.
Mm-hmm. You don't really talk a lot about how many siblings you have.
Yeah, seven.
Yeah. We're two Geminis who have 6+ siblings.
Yeah.
You don't talk a lot about that.
No.
And that's fair.
It's just like, I'm the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a lot of babysitting. So it was like a lot of like caretaking.
The oldest sets a lot of, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
We both were in ensembles, even in our home life.
Hell yeah. You know what? Hell yeah. Don't boo us.
Whenever you did get your little hands on the family computer, what were you doing?
I was playing a lot of Disney Channel games.
Yes. Oh my God, we were talking about this.
Early, yeah. A lot of Disney Channel games. A lot of Neopets.
What was your favorite Neopet? Do you remember what it looked like?
There was a dragon one, of
course.
There
was.
Of course.
Of course.
Maybe it was a kangaroo dragon thing.
That's awesome.
Was it that?
Oh my God, I forgot how cute they were. That one's Charmander, bro.
Yeah, it is. It was such a ripoff.
It was Pokemon. I never thought about that.
It was 100% Pokemon. It was none of these ones. I don't know what it was then.
I liked the horse one.
Of course you did, because you were a horse girl. Down.
And I guess.
Yeah. That one.
The horse mermaid one.
Yes. That one's awesome. Oh.
What was your favorite Disney Channel games? Because I have favorites.
It was the Stitch sandwich game.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, there was a Codename Kids Next Door game that I really liked too.
Whoa, I never played that one. Was that on Disney?
No, that was on Cartoon Network.
Oh, I never got to play those games.
Really?
I didn't think about looking
up. Toon appropriate?
No, I don't think, because the way I would find things, I'd go, I wonder if this exists, and then go something.com.
Yes.
And so yes. I didn't look up
the God, I did get in trouble. Never mind.
Me too.
I put in f.com. I didn't know what f**k meant. I just knew it was a bad word.
Right.
What?
What was that?
I don't even remember. But it was also when my next door neighbor was over, and we were like egging each other on, and she was kind of bad. She was kind of like,
ooh.
Yeah, she was like breaking rules. I was like getting in trouble at school, and she was like getting in trouble at school.
Ah, so she was a bad influence.
Yeah, definitely.
F**k.com. Hey, Mike, can you go ahead
f**k.com? No, don't do it. I'm scared.
I really, really want to know.
I'm scared.
.com. Not f**k.com. Mike.
I'm sure it's exactly what I think it is.
I just love the idea of f**k.com.
Yeah.
I remember FML.
Go straight to the source. Oh.
FML.com?
Oh, but do you remember MLIA?
Yes. Yes.
I used to post those statuses. I think I would, yeah.
You
really
would make
bad,
some?
Really bad.
I made really bad fake ones that nobody liked or believed.
Oh, damn. Because FML was f**k my life. My life is average is like, oh, I'm so, it's, like, so, it's the most
quirky,
millennial thing I've
things.
Ever heard.
There was an era where millennials could just act millennial without being called millennial.
And it's just them observing the universe and being like, this is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's beautiful.
I think it is beautiful.
Without commentary.
We were creating new shit.
Yes, 100%.
We were quirky and we were writers.
Innovators.
Yes. There's an I in millennial. But you know what else there is in millennial? MLIA.
Ugh. Hey, that was really... Oh, here's some My Life is Average.
Yes.
Today I was bored in French class, so like I always do, I played with my zipper. But today I was wearing a flannel, and I noticed there was some writing on the buttons. In very tiny print, it said, if you're reading this, you need a life. Thanks, Almost Skateboard Co. MLIA. Oh.
Thanks, skateboard company.
Oh, no.
My life is average.
I was waiting for the joke, and that's the whole thing, is that it's just average. Average word of the day, lather.
Whoa, I didn't know they had a word of the day. Mm. Today, I was making a bubble-in answer test for my high school students. In the middle of the test, I made the answer C 14 times in a row. They will be so freaked out. My life is average.
It hurts to hear out loud, but I remember I would audibly laugh at those.
I loved them. They were like my serotonin before I knew what serotonin was.
Who made it cringe? Who did that?
Who did that? You're right. Because you know what? Because
I didn't do that.
You know where cringe comes from? Shame and embarrassment, which is not an instinct, natural feeling in human bodies. It is something that is created.
It's also because we don't bully anymore, though. Like, no one likes it.
I mean, I don't bully, but bullying is back.
Bullying is back in like... We're shaming people.
How would you like
it's not an overt bully. Yeah. I don't want an overt bully, but I don't want a sneaky bully.
No, sneaky bullies suck.
Sneaky bullies suck.
What's your favorite kind of bully?
Swirly.
Swirly, Mike?
That sucks.
Mike, really? I see
maybe
only...
Maybe no bullying at all.
I see the top half of Mike's head and just
swirling.
Did you ever get a swirly? I never got a swirly.
No.
It was only a rumor.
I think no physical bullying for me.
No.
Oh, I got slapped one time, actually.
What did you do? Why is that my instinct?
Remember, I had my eye fish.
Yes.
On the
bus.
You got
slapped for having an eye fish on the bus?
I was playing Brass Monkey at 7:30 a.m. on the way to the... I was this funny little sixth grader. And one of the eighth graders was like, if you play that Brass Monkey song one more time, I'm going to come to the front of the bus and slap you across the face. And we sat there in silence for another minute, and it was like... Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. And he walked up and slapped me across the face.
At least he warned you.
Yeah, we went to the principal's office.
But yeah, that sucks.
It's okay. I deserved it.
We did come prepared today with some things that we ourselves...
Yes. So my theater in my high school was a great theater program. It was a public high school, but it's Nashville, was artsy. It was like well off. And they had like a 4-year theater program that you could go through.
Wow.
And they, and it also had like, the pinnacle of it was putting on these open mic nights. They were not open mics at all. They were like a 2-hour long SNL type show with us doing the sketches in between.
Whoa.
So that was like the pinnacle. When you got to year 4, you did the 4 open mics a year, which were like 4 2-hour long shows.
And so you're saying open mics, but you're saying it was kind of like a variety show?
It's a variety
show. Like a talent
show? Definitely not an open mic. It's just the what they called it.
Wow, because it called open mic because anybody could, or not anybody, but
anybody
you guys
could come, but there would be full auditions and callbacks to get in, whoa, to be a variety act in it. And you could do whatever you wanted.
That's really cool. I have to say, Chance, you've seen me be a little bit awkwardly curious about this. I used to genuinely think fashion school, performing arts school was a myth. Like, I thought it wasn't.
No, it's very real.
Growing up, I was like, that's not, I will never be able to go to that. I wish I could go to that, but it's not real. And then I've been like too scared to like ask about it. Of like, so you had, there was a 4-year performing arts program. Did you still have to go to science class?
Oh, so this is a public school.
Right.
So I have to do all the other things. And you have to like, you can take the first year. Anyone can take the first theater class. Then you can take the second year. And those two are like more like history and acting styles. So you learn theater history, you learn Meisner, you learn Shakespeare. You do a lot in those 2 years. Third year, you have to be invited to audition for.
Whoa.
So no, like you have to take, and you have to take the first two. And third year is all technical. So you're doing lights, you're doing sound, you're doing stage design, costume design, makeup. And then the ultimate prize is you get to be in the fourth year, which is when you're putting on the 4 open mics and other shows and things.
That is so cool. That was always my dream to do something like that.
It was awesome.
But speaking of also things that were cringe, wait, you were telling a story about this.
Oh, I was just saying that's what set me up to start creating and start like making my own things.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I went to college, I went to Northwestern and their theater program is fucking phenomenal. But I started finding my own social media presence. Like, how do I create art on my own when I'm not getting cast immediately? Because you're a freshman in a big pond. And I'm like, how do I show everyone that I'm funny and that I have theater chops without like going through the traditional route? Because I wasn't the best singer by far at Northwestern. I wasn't the best actor, and didn't come from money, so I couldn't like do a lot of the other things that the other kids could do. All this to say, I started creating this Triangle Face Tuesday thing.
Yes, okay.
That was like a culmination of like, how can I show who I am? How can I show that I can make costumes, sets, and be funny? Yeah, and then like do random things that like show people who I am, meeting them really quickly. Because I'm not very outgoing at first.
I think that's a fair thing.
I think I'm not even that outgoing. Like in lunch, like when we have lunch together, I'm like chilling. Like I'm not doing, I'll come up and do an occasional bit.
You're not like a flaming extrovert.
No.
No,
very much not. I think people are really caught off guard when I'm not that.
But once they know you, it's not, I get it. Also, like when we're performing all the time, we need to not be on sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? And like, it can be jarring because we're like, ha 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 ha, all in a video. And then it's like, once we're done, either you have another video later. I need it. Like I was just talking to you before this about conserving. Like I just, I have to conserve between, and like, yeah, it's necessary.
I think it's also jarring for fans when they meet us and we're not like,
we're not that. Yeah, we're not like, garp, 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 Spencer is gay.
Yeah. So Triangle Face Tuesday was a big way that I learned to like express myself. And I think it really honed in my voice and my comedy. These were getting like 60 likes. Like,
oh my God, that's a lot. For Facebook times?
Is that like, a lot?
I was happy if I got 10.
Okay.
But that's, you know, okay, I need to see this.
We can show you some.
Please.
We can pull some up.
Okay, wait, so this is what, I'm so excited.
So this is what, wait, let me preface this. So the whole premise is you just do the face and then you do whatever you want. Okay, you do this face and then you can do whatever you want. The video can be anything. A lot of recreations, a lot of like, yeah, we'll just watch this. So we're doing like an inchworm in an African diaspora hat. Like, I don't know what that is.
Was this the first one?
This was not the first one. This is like season 2 of these.
You're inchworming in a sheer dress. This is my everything. This makes me want to vote.
No.
Wow.
Silly, random, weird shit.
While cringe, having
cringe? No, sir. Cringe who? Cringe why?
No, I saw no cringe.
Okay, so this one came after. Oh, this was really late. So we're doing like.
Cute.
We're doing Groot. We're doing Groot is what we're doing.
Oh my God.
I mean, what is your life? It's amazing. It's so millennial. I love that.
This is vine coded.
Very vine coding. It was at the time of Vine.
Yeah, like this is like.
But they were.
Go.
No, you go.
No, you go.
I insist that you go.
It's like Vine, but long.
I can't believe you went.
I just love it. I love it. What? Tell me more. Oh. I love that. Okay. And I love it. It's just whatever you're doing it with the triangle
face. You can do whatever you want, but it has to be with the triangle face.
Oh my God, you look amazing.
I was taking ballet at the time.
I can tell. And it's a triangle face. I love it. Did anybody follow suit and participate in the trend?
You know, no one ever participated in the trend, but it was never for them. Mm. It was always for me.
And their viewing pleasure.
And their viewing pleasure. And I loved pissing people off.
People didn't like it?
No. They love to hate it.
Right.
And that's best case scenario.
It's cursed.
It's cursed. Let's bring cursed instead of cringe.
I love cursed because it's like cringe, but it's funny. Oh, yeah.
This
okay.
one's tough. So what we've done here is we're singing Lollipop, Lollipop, and we've stuffed a shit ton of cotton balls in my mouth. And then we just pull them out one at a time.
What's that hashtag at the end there?
What does it say? Half black hole. You know, and I was not very, I was not good with my hashtags. I don't think I really understood what they were. Why don't you click on it and see what else we have?
I don't even think you can click. You put them in a place that it can't even be clicked. Oh,
don't click on it. Don't click on it. But I think what I was saying, what happened to cursed? Cursed was a good thing, no?
I loved it. They called it cursed images. Cursed images! I love cursed images. That's a cursed image right there.
Oh my God.
Where it's just like, this was supposed to be a pleasant, normal moment. Or like it's a random moment caught and it's just what is happening, you know?
Also, I was obsessed with the Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life shit.
Yeah, that's cursed as hell.
Why? Cursed. What was so...
It was cringe, non-derogatory. It was like, this is so, like, crazy. Oh, God. Yeah, I love that shit. It's like, who did that? Why? I don't want to know, and I love it.
I don't want to know, but I love that they did it. Sometimes.
But I feel like AI is now riddling. Okay, that's a real one.
Dick the birthday boy.
With the Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't like that.
That was cursed.
Oh, that's true.
What is this?
Oh, this is hologram. There's a lot of them. Like, I was doing a lot. Like, I was putting work into this shit.
TFT, you weren't even calling it fully Triangle Face Tuesday.
People, no, so
people
that's
had to
why,
know. Yeah. People had to know.
I didn't know how to brand.
Help
I just,
me, Obi-Wan! You're my only hope!
Okay, so this is getting, whoa. You see that edit?
Chance. It was the onesies up in your crack, Chance. Yes,
so what do you think
Chance.
Of this? So how do you feel? So this, how does this make you feel, Courtney?
This still shot, I love it. I love it, Chance.
I'm a hologram.
This is making you... This is painting so much more color to who you are.
Right? Doesn't it make sense? Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It got me roles in college.
Really?
Like, yes. So, like, even the casting... Oh, my God. This is actually Dan Leahy, who's in St. Dennis Medical.
And wasn't he in your...
No. He was also in Hitch.
Yes.
And he's the reason that we work with Rory.
Whoa.
He works in casting. And I was like, can you please recommend me some...
Okay, so it got you roles through that.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
But it got me roles. So like the directors and the voice teachers would follow me on social media. And then they'd be like, oh, that's funny. Oh, I get his voice now.
Mm.
Oh, now I can cast him. Which is...
It's interesting.
It's interesting because I feel like that's also how the internet works now.
Tell me more.
Or like, okay, let's think about this. The only people that are getting cast on Broadway right now are already famous and big names.
It feels like they're trying to reinvigorate the industry with bringing in exciting people to maybe bring in I would assume bringing in people with big followings, it's like what they want. They want the following. It's like the theater, like movie theaters, where it's like it's hard to keep going.
But
maybe?
How did they get the following?
How did the actors get the following? From being actors, I guess. You know more than me, bud. I'm just here. I live at Smosh.
They're being followed because they're talented or because they're personable? Or?
Well, I mean, talk about just we're in the era of like obsessing over celebrity in general.
Yeah.
And just, I think that's kind of ruined some movie franchises for me. Like, I talked about this. Oh, I think it was on like a random other thing. So about like, I loved Marvel. I was a Marvel girly, a little Marvel nerd, call a millennial, whatever. And then when it became not about the characters and became about the celebrities playing them, it kind of gave me the ick and I couldn't enjoy the Marvel universe anymore.
When was it? Which was it?
There was the shows and the pandemic and then the movies following the pandemic. I was like, I don't know. I felt like we were losing the plot.
Yeah.
I loved Guardians of the Galaxy and I loved
Guardians of the Galaxy.
And Star-Lord is like my favorite like male character. And then like when it became about the celebrity, it's like, oh, all this stuff's going on about this actor. Like I'm not allowed to love this character anymore.
I think
like,
mine was Doctor Strange.
I was going to say Doctor Strange, like Multiverse of Madness was like, I think I'm done.
Even the first Doctor Strange, I was like, Benedict Cumberbatch was so established and I was such a big Doctor Strange boy. And he just never fit it to me. It always felt like he was like battling against something there.
Who do you think would have done a better job?
Someone that I don't know.
Ooh. See.
So that's that thing. What is that? Because I already know them, so I can't let them act. I have to let them act.
Truly. But we have so many movies, so many roles, and so few actors get all of those roles. You know what I mean? It's kind of a... I think we are entering an era where new nobody actors are coming back into the fold. But like, it's so like, oh, of course, Leo DiCaprio gets this big role again.
Yeah.
And
or Timothée Chalamet. Skip to the end.
Wow, you look so straight.
Straight?
Whoa!
Come on.
Yes. Okay, so we're watching Chance lip sync to a cover with a warped camera lens.
It's pretty good, right?
We would spend hours with those filters.
Oh, yes. That's what I did on the computer.
Spending hours on the like distortion filters on photo booths was the best.
The literal best. It's like tears in your eyes.
Truly. And when you bring a friend in there.
Oh, you guys can like
swirl. Like the swirly one. Yes. And you're like, that is crazy. Yeah.
Your lips could go.
It took so little to entertain us.
Yeah. That's why like, okay, so you know how physical media is coming back?
Yes.
Physical toys need to come back.
Like fidget toys?
Like fidget toys. Like someone brought a bubble wand the other day.
Like playing, like making bubbles?
That shit is so fun.
We decided one day, I'm an adult, and then we don't touch those things anymore.
Yeah, what happened? Why did we do that? We have so many toys here.
Right, we do. This is someone fully left a coffee cup.
Who did that?
Coffee cup and the spare mic. There's a chance that's John Marco's cup. No way. We filmed multiple episodes since then. Lick John Marco's coffee cup.
I'm like, just kidding.
And our spare mic box. What is in there? I need to check if there's mold.
In the coffee cup?
This is...
What is it? Is it a prank?
It is dark sludge.
Ew.
It is the tea from John Marco's episode, and we haven't noticed it for multiple episodes.
Ew. Did he even drink it?
It could have evaporated. It's like this much in there.
No.
It's black sludge. Guys.
That was like 4 weeks ago.
It was so long ago.
How did we not catch it? Because it's so busy.
And it was so early when we filmed that episode.
That's so true.
We filmed that episode at the crack of dawn.
Hey, we'd like to apologize. No, just kidding.
Shall we do a cringe off?
Let's do it.
So Chance and I have prepared screenshots of Facebook statuses from the early days of our Facebook usage. And I don't know about you, but mine are pretty bad.
Really tough. Really tough. I was also conservative, straight, and Christian.
Right. And I think I was all those things as well. Maybe a little less Christian. I genuinely think my ADHD was so bad, I didn't know what was going on politically.
Sure. Really?
Until Prop 8. And then I was like locked in.
Gotcha.
That I was a for gay marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, you were locked in.
Never.
Be gone. Never on my watch.
Okay, and the thing with Facebook back then was, like, Facebook statuses meant so much.
If you are closeted and you're currently straight and Christian, stop.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out and come out and get out.
Get out, come out.
Go out.
Okay.
Put that on a bumper sticker.
Get out, come out, go out.
Or yeah. Come out, get out, go out.
Get out, go out, come out.
Yes. Okay. Bumper sticker on Smosh.com. And yeah, Facebook statuses were just so important.
But why though?
Like, remember how important like away messages felt on AIM? Yes. This was times 10 because it was the wall. It was like, it was the wall. When Facebook was just the wall.
Like you would come to school and be like, why did you post that? Or what were you?
Yeah.
It was like subtweeting too.
It was, yeah. And you just, there wasn't a lot on Facebook. There was not, people weren't posting videos at first. It was pictures and posting on your wall.
The algorithm was really simple. It was only people you knew.
Yeah, especially when you're like in school. It's only the people you knew at school.
I think I still use Facebook I still use social media this way.
All of it?
Like most of it.
I kind
of
like that though.
Like I do not follow people I meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
I've just recently in the past like year or 2 years started following like celebrities. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should just follow them because I like seeing them. That's never how I've used Instagram or that's probably why I didn't know Smosh. I never met these boys.
But
I never saw these boys.
Why would you?
Where would I see them?
Not
Costco?
No, they don't shop there.
No, they don't.
It's so interesting. I think I'm a little bit out of touch now in terms of how social media is used for the average person and how people use it in a way where it's like, oh, I met this person. I'm not giving you my phone number. I'm giving you my Instagram. Mm. Like so many ways that people connect that because I view social media as such a job that it's like.
So funny. I would rather give someone my phone number than my Instagram.
Wow. See, I'm so scared.
Yeah.
So scared they're going to send me penis.
What if they send you penis on Instagram?
The Instagram detector goes, that's a penis, and then blurs it.
That shit's not getting flagged. I'm going to tell you that right now.
What kind of penis do you freaking...
Huh?
I don't know. It's like maybe your penis is so fucked up that it can't declare it's a penis. It's like a freaking turtle dick.
What's wrong with a turtle dick?
They're crazy looking. It's like a corkscrew.
That's a duck penis. You're thinking
you're
of
right,
a duck
you're right.
Penis.
But turtles also
don't
have a weird...
Don't do that to... You don't know that.
You're
and
right.
You're making that
I'm
up.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm spreading misinformation on URL. And that's why you're here, to stop me. Do you have your statuses up?
Yes.
So we can go back and forth.
Ugh.
And see if any of these make each other cringe. And if we need to talk about one, we'll talk about one.
Okay. So we're going to read our old Facebook statuses and see which ones are the most cringe.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can make you break, like make you, your face crack, a little bit of cringe happen on your face.
Okay.
A bit of cringe on your face. I would post like several a day for years.
Yeah. I just got some highlights.
I'll start. Sometimes you just have to accept that you can't please everyone.
Okay. That's nice. That's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Even if you posted that today on Instagram and be like, oh, okay, nice.
That's true. Be like, what are you going through? But
I'd be like, are you okay? What's going on? Okay, here's one. Doing push-ups while listening and learning harmonies for High School Musical while trying to read my Bible. Dot, 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 dot. Yep, I'm that hardcore.
Why did that give the same energy as playing video game while my braless wife brings me a sandwich unasked for?
Yeah.
Slay. Oh my God. Oh my God. You got me. Okay.
That's tough. I'm doing push-ups while learning harmonies and reading the Bible. You're not doing all that. There's no fucking way.
While reading the Bible. That is powerful. While doing push-ups while
and you know
learning
what?
Harmonies.
That's ADHD. I can't focus on one thing. So I'm doing all four things going back and forth.
It's also very Gemini doing push-ups while learning the harmonies of High School Musical.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's tough.
Don't waste your time with people who can't seem to care.
But I like these so far. Like, this is actually nice. This is nice.
I sound so, like, upset and, like, I'm pent up anger.
You do. Did you have black hair at the time?
If I was allowed to, I would have. But I was fully natch, blonde. Oh, and also, I'm scrolling past. I have a ton that was just me yelling at the school to for people to fucking come to our comedy sports games.
Whoa. Whoa.
All caps yelling. But the first one, the can't please everyone is March 2014. And then the other one's 2013, May 2013.
Okay.
Don't seem to care. When was your first one?
I'm going like 2009.
Oh yeah, I have from there too.
I only pulled from 2009, but I can pull later.
I can go older. Go
to get her back, I stared her intently at her while she used the litter box. Instead of feeling like we're even, I now feel like a creeper. MLIA.
Yes! Amazing, amazing.
That sucks.
My life is amazing, amazing.
My life is average.
Yes, I know. That's awesome. Oh my God, you really were a writer.
That sucks, dude.
Oh my God.
That sucks.
Let me find one like that.
Me and my friends were obsessed with the word creeper.
Be at peace, not in pieces.
Okay, that one hurts. That one hurts.
That was October 2012.
Be at peace, not in pieces.
Yeah.
It's okay to be broken.
And then followed by that immediately.
No.
I know a lot of you have no lives that are just scrolling aimlessly right now. Go to the comedy sports game. It will inspire you to get off your ass, okay? Thank you. I would yell.
I think I would do this too. I'm really scared to look at, like, when I had shows, trying to get people to come.
Truly.
And you scream all caps.
Yeah.
Still me, bitch.
Caps lock meant something.
It meant something. It was scary.
It was scary.
Oh. Okay, you ready for this?
Give me another one, yeah.
Okay, so I was obsessed with, you used to be able to see in chat on Facebook how many people were online at
yes.
the same time.
Oh my God, yes.
And you only had like 200 people, 300 people that you add on your profile.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always post like updates on how many people I had online at the same time. So this says 73 people on FB, A, B, D, C. What?
America's Best Dance Crew? Was everybody online to talk about the show?
Everyone was online. Oh my God, you just killed that.
I watched so much ABDC.
I watched so much. Okay, who was your favorite group?
There was the ones that were like the Elements in there.
Oh.
They were in a later season though. I did like the Poriotics, and now
yes.
I like know one of them.
I loved Dude. Quest Crew. I love Super Crew.
Quest Crew is amazing.
Yeah.
Super Crew is, you're naming all the best ones. I
oh,
think
yeah.
Super Crew was the one where that for the finale, they did like an Elements like superhero.
Oh, yes.
You remember the one dance where she was like, looks like she was skiing on people and it was because of the people laying
yes,
on the ground?
Yes, I do.
Dude, dance crew shows were the best.
The best. Oh. And that production company made a gay dance show called Legendary, and they cover ballroom,
oh,
Vogue.
Sick.
But then they took it off of HBO Max.
Homophobic.
So you can't even watch it anywhere, but it's...
HBO stands for homophobic.
Get them.
I'm sorry.
Get them.
Did you ever watch So You Think You Can Dance?
I didn't. I watched clips.
That was my whole personality.
Yeah?
For years. But I had never done dance classes. My family...
Did you want to?
I would have done anything. I wanted to learn an instrument. I wanted to freaking be a cheerleader. I wanted to dance. I wanted to do all those things, but... When you have that many siblings, the money is sparse.
Mm.
Have you seen the Jabberwockies show in Vegas?
Mm-mm.
You gotta.
I saw him at a Six Flags.
Okay.
It's cool.
It's different guys.
Yeah.
It's such a genius branding move.
So smart.
Just casting dancers having the mask on. I love it. I love it. What if Smosh did that?
Cast comedians with masks?
We have masks on. You don't know who's
Stop.
In the video, but we're all funny.
You would know.
You would know. Our voices are so unique.
Yeah.
But that's very funny. What if we got the Jabberwockies on trying not to laugh?
Wait, it would be so fun to have a new cast member who...
Was a Jabberwocky? Like,
wait, that's fun.
Just like...
Wait, yeah.
Okay, we're cooking.
Okay.
Sometimes I want to post a status just to express my feelings, but nowadays I just feel like I'll look like an attention whore. Anyways, I'm feeling dispirited. Good night, everyone.
It's kind of sweet. I think there's something... No, let me say it. I think there's something beautiful with just, like, telling everyone how you feel. This is what I'm going through. This is how I feel about it. And there's no judgment. It's just like, oh, now I know exactly how you feel.
That's true. I just hope nobody, like, took that as, like, an insult. Like, I guess that's how I kind of live my life, huh? I'm open, but then I'm afraid someone's just offended by what I say.
Yes. 100%. Oh.
That's me struggling to sit in this moment.
That's okay. It is weird though. But there's something happened in the internet where we're like, we don't tell people how we feel. We show the
yeah.
best versions or the worst versions, the worst things.
More people were able to see everybody's stuff. And so suddenly you couldn't be as vulnerable.
We trusted each other too. It takes a lot of trust to be like, this is how I feel and this is what I'm thinking.
Or I was just not fully formed up there and didn't fully grasp who was seeing my stuff. Like, my dad saw that. potentially.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Who's viewing it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's how authors feel all the time. Like, you write it and then you don't really get to choose. And that's why some people get in trouble with their writing, too. It's like, you don't really get to choose what we feel about your writing. You put it out there for that's us to true. See and consume and digest and reiterate.
And process it, yeah. I love that. Okay, your turn.
Oh, yeah. Caps Lock. October 8th, 2009. Chance McCrary status update. Congrats, Jim and Pam. May your love last forever. So this was after the episode that Jim and Pam got married in the office.
Oh, and the song Forever by Chris Brown is in the
Chris Brown played. So I posted a status hoping. Oh, a way that I tried to connect with people was through television.
It seems like it at the ABDC.
And also like the office nights, like my friends would have office nights together where we would go to someone's house and watch The Office together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really cute.
I always had my siblings for that, but I love the idea of watch parties. I've not gotten to be a part of many in my life.
That's why Drag Race is nice for the gays.
Yeah, like going to the bar and watching an episode.
You go to someone's house.
I love that that's how you connect with people was through the pop culture, was the TV shows, and that it was like a bit. Congrats, Jim and Pam, as if they were real people.
I don't think that was a bit. I think that was like, I was like so happy for these characters.
Aw, that's very funny. You got me a little bit with that one. Now I'm putting you to the test. If you can withstand the cringe, now that you're my co-host, it's important that you can withstand the cringe of the internet.
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Okay. Think about this. The brain named itself.
I mean, you're right. Did someone need to say it? No.
No. And the brain came up with this dumbass status.
Oh, there you go.
2012.
My brain is having to process it.
And so speaking of lyrics, I used to just post lyrics a lot.
That's okay. And everyone did that all the time.
It makes sense if you're like, oh, I know the song. I knew a lot of songs that a lot of people didn't know. This one's okay. Amber is the color of your energy, heart.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess it's, I don't know the person or the context.
I don't think I had anybody in mind.
Okay.
I would feel lyrics so hard in my bones that I needed to type them out and post them on my Facebook.
I think that's beautiful.
Do you know what I mean? Didn't know what else to do. Stop the world. I want to get off.
What does that mean?
Stop the world.
No.
I want to get off.
Get off what? Like the world?
I'm going to kill myself.
No.
16 likes.
Okay.
This one's a really important one. I'm weird.
Is that it?
Yeah, not even a period or anything.
At least you're honest. Aware?
I'm obsessed with editing videos. Editing spelled with two T's.
That's true.
I am.
Okay, we used to have like conversations in comments. Did your friends have that?
Yes.
Like, we would have like full on like 120, 140 comments on Facebook photos.
You would see people fight.
Yes.
In the comments. And that still happens.
I bet they're still there. Oh, I think I deleted a lot of the fights.
Chance, I got the verifying questions here.
Okay.
This is your official initiation, we'll call it.
Let's kick it.
What can't you quit online?
Honestly, like food things that I'm never going to make.
Yeah.
I have hundreds saved. And I have made like maybe two or three.
Oh.
And I keep saving them and I know I'm never going to make them.
They always look so good.
They look delicious.
Like those crazy like chicken supreme protein tortilla things.
I have like 18 Crunchwrap, different recipe Crunchwraps. They are so hard to make.
Mm-hmm.
They take a long time.
They make it look so easy.
It's not easy.
It's not. I mean, Chance, what was your first username?
TurtleMan67. I loved turtles.
6'7"?
That's why I was so, I have a lot of turtles.
You had pet turtles?
I've had two pet turtles in my life. And I have a lot of stuffed animal turtles in my closet at home.
Oh my God.
Not home now, but home growing up.
Would you ever have a pet turtle now?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Did you ever do the awkward turtle?
Of course.
Perfect. Sorry about that. What is something you've seen your friends do online that you could never do yourself?
Honestly, I can only do a TikTok dance when, like, Angela gets me to do it. I don't think I would ever do one by myself.
Unironic TikTok dancing is really hard. Especially, we're in an era where dancers are doing it. Most recent Google search.
18 fusion foods to whip up this week. Was I going to make them? No.
Fusion foods, but you cook. Like, I just saw, like, you had your birthday post on Instagram. You were grilling.
Oh, yeah. I was cooking up a storm there.
You always cook up a storm. I've been on your birthday trips, and you go hard.
I go hard.
Cooking is your love language.
Oh, 100%. We didn't even say that, but that's true.
But I was talking about how on your birthday trip, I got to try your cooking, and it was very sweet how you really, like, cooked for everyone when it's, like, some people, the birthday is, like, do things for me.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why I say cooking is kind of a love language for you.
Oh, yeah.
You will make so many things. You'll do the whole buffet.
Oh, yeah.
It's very impressive.
I did some good spreads this time.
Yeah. So I don't think it's that crazy that you're Googling that stuff up. I wouldn't be surprised if you made half those by the end of the month. What was the last text sent to the group chat or in the group chat?
It doesn't have to be
the one you sent.
I'm scared about this. It's just a bunch of my friends searching for a boy.
Searching for a boy.
They uploaded a picture of a bunch of boys and was like, who is that guy in the glasses? And then I was like, I actually know who that is. And I was like, I think his name is blah, blah, blah.
Wow, you guys, you're plugged in.
Oh, yeah, we're plugged in.
If you could change one thing about your most used app, what would it be? Is Instagram or TikTok your most used app?
Instagram is my most used app.
And what would you change about it? Other than the systemic issues and addiction design. Unless that's what you want to change.
You know what? I think I would prefer to not see anyone from people I don't follow. Mm-hmm. On my homepage even, it's like they're recommending me so much shit that I did not ask for or follow or want to see. And they're just like, you want this?
No, I think I literally follow over 700 accounts. And they're like, you should follow more.
Yeah.
And you have to, and they don't let you turn it off.
They don't say, let you turn it off.
Snooze the suggestions for 30 days. You can. But then it's like, why are you doing this to me? I follow almost 800 people. Yeah. Is that not enough for you?
No.
Like, it is, I totally agree with this. That's a good note.
Yeah. Okay.
They shouldn't be able to fucking suggest more people to follow.
Once I post something, like a carousel or something, I want to be able to add new pictures in there.
Yeah, like a secret one.
Yeah.
Or add a song. I want to be able to, like, I think more, I agree with you on this. Adding, being able to edit
just
posts
let me edit
after
more. So. Yeah.
What was your weirdest targeted ad?
This isn't weird, but there was just the guy, there was one specific guy who's so hot, who is like the face of prep.
Oh.
And I would get him everywhere.
Wow.
He's really pretty.
Have you ever gotten an ad on TikTok or Instagram where it's like, you think I am that kind of person?
What do you mean?
Where, like, I get ads for a special kind of brush to style curly girl hair or just, like, tight curls. I don't have that, but I do watch so many videos.
Okay, but maybe you should.
If I can't.
Courtney perm. Courtney.
I would perm. But I can't because I'm blonde.
Okay.
You can't have both.
Okay.
You can't have both, Chance.
What?
Don't be greedy.
I'm about to have some blonde hair if I keep going with these highlights, girl.
Yes, keep going. Okay, I like this one.
Okay.
What was the last thing you bought online?
A djembe.
A gym bag.
A djembe.
A djembe. What is that?
It's a drum.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What the hell? Was it for an event or just to have?
It was for my birthday. It came late, but I think I'm going to use it.
Is it sitting in your place?
It's sitting in my place by my fireplace.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. I like that.
I also bought a harmonica for Joshua Tree, and I learned to play it in Joshua Tree.
And are you good at it?
I'm getting pretty good.
Have you seen the photos of guys with huge harmonicas?
How big?
Huge harmonicas? A foot long harmonica? Who up putting a foot long harmonica in their
mouth? Oh my God, what does it sound like?
This one looks more real. This is lots of harmonicas put together. Is that Bryan Cranston? I like jolly harmonica sounds.
I like it.
We just watched grown-ass men playing giant harmonicas.
That's awesome.
How many unread texts or DMs do you have?
Zero unread texts, zero unread DMs. What's up with it?
That is
Because my Instagram filters out the DMs of people that I don't follow.
Right, but because you check DMs and you answer. Yeah. And you've talked about this, how you have red receipts on for text too to hold yourself accountable.
Yes, because I don't like it. And actually, I got told last night that I'm a bad texter, and that really, really hurt.
What?
Not bad,
you
but it was
bad
like
texter?
But I'll like wait to respond until I'm like giving it the time. I won't open the message because I know I need to open it eventually. But like when I'm shooting or something like that, or when I'm hanging out with someone, I'll put it down.
But that doesn't make you a bad.
I know. I got some words.
Yeah.
Choice words.
Whoever they are, give me their address. I also have some words.
Okay.
Read the oldest text message on your phone.
Oh, that's interesting. You do it too.
Okay. My phone has been weird because it's like I got a new phone recently and the way the cloud saved, it was like current time and then it jumped to 2020.
I'm in 2024.
In 2019, February, when we were like just freshly back at Mythical. Like we were, Smosh had been homeless. We're just starting at Mythical again. Olivia texted Ian and the squad, so Keith, Noah, myself, and Shane. And she was like, can we do a vlog where I take you guys to eat authentic Chinese food? And Keith said, always down for food. I said, I'd love that. And Noah said, haha, of course. And she goes, I think it'll be fun. Not too produced, but like a field trip slash squad vlog.
Did you make it?
No. It didn't happen. But we did a version of it years later, I think. And then Ian hits with the paragraph, you got hookups at a spot? But also, if we just went to your mom's house and she made us a spread, that would rock. Oh, what if we all tried to help it make it? Nah, probably too messy. Okay, back to the original idea. Yes. Issue would be getting this shot on the same day with other videos, but totally down for noms.
Whoa, not noms.
Noms.
Okay, you ready for mine?
Yes.
It's good.
Oh, I'm ready.
It's really good. This is someone who I went to church with.
What's the year?
December 20th, 2023. What's up? I'm home till the 28th. That's what I said. He said, yo, yo, yeah. I'm not sure I'll be as exploratory this year.
This year? Exploratory?
And that's all I have to say about that.
That is a whole poem.
It is beautiful, right?
That's baby shoes never worn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Isn't that good?
Thank you for that.
And my church is big, so I have no problems with that thing out there. My church was like 4,000 people.
Oh my God.
It was big.
That is a crazy
text. That's really good.
Like,
I kind of want to see if there's anything else.
To word it in a way that's like, you both were keeping it secret. You're both keeping it on the DL with how you were wording it, but we know exactly what was just said. Mm-hmm. So you're hosting a podcast now with me.
Yes.
Welcome. How are you liking it? TLDR.
Super fun. It's like nice to just get to sit on the couch and ask people questions.
Yeah, I love seeing you in roles where you get to take ownership over stuff. Like with Hitch.
Oh, yeah.
That was incredible.
You that was
wrote
awesome.
A parody musical and made the music with somebody that you've known for a while,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Nathan Heldman. I heard him do an arrangement of What Do You Mean by Justin Bieber. And it was the most beautiful thing I have ever heard. And I was like, I want to write a musical with this boy.
And you did. And I love that you like kind of took on parodizing other things in your parody play,
sure.
Like in your musical where like you had the Greatest Showman bit.
Oh yeah.
And then you even had the band play Yeah by Usher.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then was there a Dune reference in there or no?
There was no Dune reference
But
yet.
You were talking about Dune earlier.
Yeah. I want to do Dune in a completely different style than Hitch.
Oh my God, so you're going to do a Dune musical?
I think I'm going to do like a Dune musical.
Oh.
But I have to be like careful with like copyright things. And like parody law. But
call it something else.
I thought about like Sand and Spice or something.
That was in my head.
Maybe really?
Because you said it to me already though. But like it's kind of like Court of Thorns and Roses, but it's like something of Spice and Sand.
Oh, of Spice and Sand is good too. Just of Spice and Sand.
I love
of
that.
Of Sand and Spice.
Oh my God. It was very, very cool. When you first made Hitch, you asked if I would be in it.
Oh yeah, I wrote the main character, like thinking about a lot of your experiences and like our experiences of like that.
That like makes you emotional to think about. But I also like, seeing it and seeing who did take that role, I was like, that needed to happen.
She's amazing. That's a good point. She's, oh my God, an angel baby.
What's her name again?
Mariah Rose Faith Casillas.
So talented. I could not have come near
so
that.
So talented.
Couldn't have touched
She's
that.
She's in the West End right now.
Oh, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. If there's ever a role in the next one that you think would fit me, I would be honored.
Okay. I did offer a role to someone. I offered Amanda the Bene Gesserit. And she was so excited because she loves the fucking Bene Gesserit.
Yes.
So it's also so much easier when you start writing the thing, knowing who you're writing for.
Okay.
So like the two gays in Hitch, me knowing that it was them, I knew how they talked to each other. I knew what jokes they could absolutely nail. And so it was so quick.
It was amazing to watch. I'm so glad that I got to see the opening show.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched the live streamed one. And like, I know that you guys were like nailing it that day with the live stream.
The live stream, when we really had to get our shit together.
But I also just like also knowing the fact that it was opening night and is your first time going all the way through. Yeah. I think that was my favorite one.
Yeah.
And the acting was just
long. Did you identify with Allegra? Were you like, that's me, bitch, sometimes, or not really?
I think after the fact, when you talked to me about that, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, yeah, I see
you
it.
Can see it
but I just saw her, yeah. Like,
she put a lot of herself into it too.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's like a person who is part of something that is powerful and big that she, I don't know, I think I'm trying to like plug in so many thoughts into only a few words and I can't.
No, that's okay.
But I see it. Mm. I definitely see it. Okay, and so Dune the musical will be so sick. But,
yeah, so
but for legal reasons, it's not Dune.
But it's not Dune the musical. It's not. For legal reasons. I never said that.
You like unlocked something in our whole team's brains about doing music content at Smosh.
Definitely. There was definitely people's eyes were like, mm-hmm. I could tell too.
I think you and I both were manifesting it because at the first like team meeting of the year, I was like, they were like, what is everybody excited for 2026? And I was like, music is coming back to Smosh.
Yeah.
I said it as the only one in the room to say it. And everyone was like, hmm. And yeah. I was like, music is coming back.
Yeah.
It's freaking coming back. Because this is great. The group in this room right now, Anthony's Funeral, Anthony the Musical, was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We've just talked about so many ways to bring that energy back. So very exciting.
And that's so fun because music makes you feel so much, especially when you get to see it live.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is nothing like being in a room together with people experiencing music. There's nothing like it.
I fully agree. And it's also like Smosh kind of started with that, with, you know, his lip sync videos, but then it was like original comedic songs that slapped, unironically slapped and a little ironically slapped. And so it's like, it only makes sense to keep that alive. And like the first thing that Ian and Anthony did together, other than Food Battle, was a music video.
Yeah.
And you've participated in a bunch of musicals where like you were part of the creative process. Like a lot of our audience has gotten to see City Walk, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
Which was so cool. You wrote some of those songs, right? Mm-hmm. You had a big part in that.
Yeah, I did Voodoo You Think You Are, the opening, Order in the Court, and the finale. The finale
Hell
chorus.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so City Walk is a parody musical all about everything at Universal City Walk, for people who don't know.
But they've completely redone City Walk.
Really?
They've torn out most of the stores that are in the musical.
Are you serious?
I know. Isn't that so sad?
I haven't been there in so long. Yeah. Whoa, that's trippy.
Super trippy.
Do you think that what you
guys don't worry,
did,
the Hot Topic is still the anchor of them all.
Of course. That big ass sign.
It's huge.
Where's the car?
The car is still there too.
Okay, but
and there's still a ledge made of gumball. Don't worry.
Okay, but you guys made that musical and then Universal people came and watched your musical.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Do you think that you guys kind of made them go, okay, it's time to give Universal
I think a
City
little
a
bit.
Facelift?
I think a little bit. They were like, what are we doing here? Like a lot of their team, because some of their team came and then they invited a lot of their team because it was up for like a year and a half.
You guys were doing it for a long time.
We were doing
time.
It for a long time.
Oh my God.
It was so fun
came.
Though.
No, and it was like the first step of many for you.
First step of many.
Because you also did Prime the musical, mm-hmm. right? You were cooking it. You're
we
in the
cooking.
Musical kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I'm excited. I've thought about maybe giving you a soundboard on this show.
That's fun.
Because that's like vibes, you know?
Yeah. That's- I really want to learn how to do a loop pedal.
Ooh.
So I can start like making my own things. That'd be cool.
I bought a MIDI keyboard.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like trying to learn that stuff. It's hard.
It's hard. It's really hard.
I've very much had, I admire and also envy how much you've gotten to do music in your career.
Just do it.
I know. It's like.
Start doing it.
Okay, I'll just do it.
Yeah, period.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, maybe a. Okay. You got me back at the end there.
So this is our first time sitting on this set, just you and me. I think we're going to be doing this a little more often.
Okay.
And maybe even bringing Smosh friends or friends of Smosh here to hang with us.
Yeah.
But what do you hope for on this show? What would you like to see happen at URL? I just realized your shirt has URL on it.
No way.
Unruly.
Unruly.
URL.
They are unruly and therefore they cannot be ruled. That's from the first Avengers. The credit scene when he's talking to Thanos.
What would you like to see in the future of URL?
I want to see some guests that make me cry laughing.
Yes.
I want someone who's I'm just like, wow, that's fucking funny.
They come in and you go, wow me.
And I also want to see, I want to get in a fight with a guest. Like, not a physical fight, but it's like, I'm going to call him out on some shit. Maybe we have someone like...
Maybe we rough somebody up.
No. Physically? I don't want to do that physically.
Emotionally?
Yeah.
Comedically?
Yeah.
I like it. Get up out of the couch a little bit.
Yeah.
And we have booms now.
Maybe have someone that gets mad.
Let's have some passion on this.
Oh, side. I love passion.
You do love passion.
I do love
passion.
I feel
like we are both very passionate people. I feel like
we both get in trouble when we're passionate.
Yes, we do. But
God
it's like,
forbid.
We wouldn't be where we are without it.
Yes, that's true.
So it's, you know, it's the cost. I've just been in an era where I'm like I'm passionate, but I've had to like put the passion on hold.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah. I think
specifically you and me all the time.
Or it's like I'm a freeway and it feels like I've put cones on like two of my lanes. Yeah.
So someone who makes me passionate.
Yes, someone to bring the passion to URL. If you guys have any guests that you would like to come on this set and bring some passion, put in the comments.
Passion put your minds away. Passion put a thing you say. Passion for
the song.
I had to sing it so differently so that way we don't get flagged.
We won't. It's at the very end of the video. How dare anyone
flag it then?
Yeah, no, that'd be so fucked up.
They might.
Drake, don't.
Drake. Yeah, we're going to have Drake on.
Drake's coming on the show. This is our teaser. Another thing on our to-do list as co-hosts is how do we feel about these freaking couches?
How do you feel?
I feel like since you are my co-host, I like want it to be more balanced.
Okay.
I also don't want a guest to ever feel opposed and separated.
But maybe they'll be able to see us better.
Yeah, or...
When I'm sitting over here, it's like, I can't really look at the guest because if I look at the guest, it's like...
It's like intense, especially with your biblical eyes.
Yeah, with my big old angel eyes.
But I know like on like Drew Afualo's podcast, she has three little chairs.
Mm.
Smosh Mouth now has three armchairs and no table. I ate the table.
I'm open too.
Maybe you guys can post in the comments.
Yeah,
too.
Let us know what you want to see.
I'd like to see three little... guys like this.
That's fun.
And then go big.
One in the middle and one over here?
Something like that. That's the cool thing about little chairs is they can move around.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Thanks for being here with me. And you are now, Chance, the person who's legally, you have to hang out with me for an hour.
Yes.
Every time.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Whoa.
Cursed or cringe.
Ooh, segment?
Cursed or cringe. That's pretty good.
Cursed or cringe.
You guys can take that.
We I'm taking that.
Great.
And with you, Chance, my life is average.
Nice.
I once tried to make a fake My Life is Average where it was like, I left my phone near my dog's bed and it looks like he tried to download an app. I tried to make it that the dog was on my phone. And someone commented, this isn't fucking real.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, do you want to drop some quick lore before we go out?
I no.
Okay. Chance, yeah, you have to
What's
do
the
goodbye.
Sign up? What is it?
You can make one up. I usually say the feel better leaving the internet than when you opened it, but...
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for watching URL. Let us know how you felt about that episode and what we can do to make the internet a better place. If you have anything cursed, get rid of it. If you have anything cringe... Get rid of that too. Thank you guys so much. Bye.